whether he had the money to buy Hostess, he said there's actually several ways I could do it. One is through the IPO of stock, and he would like to accomplish that on his 43rd birthday next month. Speaking of birthdays and speaking of Hostess, we go to a man today who is celebrating a birthday. And
is it a big one?
And whose body is built by Hostess. Yes, we're talking about the...
What? The man we can blame for just an Acree being on this earth.
And he would say he's only half responsible. The incomparable Frank Acree celebrating his 64th birthday today. And we bring him in now on the Revolution Hotline. Hey, Pop.
How you doing, son?
I'm good. Happy birthday to you.
Thank
hey, Pop.
I would sing to you, but hey, what kind of gift would that be?
Pop.
Pretty bad.
Can you hear us, Pop?
What?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're getting up there now.
Frank.
Yes, how you doing, Pat?
Good. I got a question for you. We've been
trying
to decide for about 5 years now a nickname for your son. And what was his nickname growing up? He had
one. He didn't really have one.
Come on, he had one.
My dad kept looking at me going, hey, oops, come here, oops.
His brother does. He's Blakester, but they've never really, Justin's really never had a nickname.
All right, I'll throw out a couple to you. We call him Aches and Pains. No? Okay.
Okay.
Knuckles?
Knuckles is pretty good.
What about Knuckles?
Like Knuckles. If I was a gangster dad, I could have been Knuckles.
What about No Neck? No Neck? Maybe that's probably a little too close to...
yeah, it's hurtful.
A little too close to the family.
Yeah, it makes him hurt to feel like he failed miserably genetically.
How about
giving me No Neck?
How about the freaking cook?
The chef. I made Pat some manicotti, Dad. He was pretty excited about it.
I'll tell you one thing, Pat. The family's always been known for large calves. I mean, even when Blake was young and Justin was young... They had bigger calves than anybody in the school. They all had, like, pencil legs, and they had calves like men do.
So you can call him calves, I guess.
I don't know.
Are you telling me Hillary Clinton is part of your family?
She's got nothing on me.
Okay. When did his love for pantyhose come from?
Frank,
I just want to know. His love for pantyhose, where'd that come
from? I only wear that on my head when I'm robbing a grocery store. You know this.
Yeah, but the difference is Hillary Clinton wears comfortable shoes, and Justin, you know, uses those infant things from his business.
Ideal Feet, Dad. Nice plug.
That's
nice plug.
It.
Even
ideal
my dad
feet.
Pitches the products. And tell me about Crazy Mike's.
Frank, he has terrible arches in his feet. Terrible.
Dad, you're a big fan of Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, too. As I know, your wife has driven a van from this joint for many, many years now. But that's another story.
Yeah, she's driving a Jeep right now, as a matter of fact.
There you go. See? She's had Chrysler vans in the past, too.
Frank, when are you coming up here? When you coming up here to spend a week with
the
guy?
I don't know. We'll try to work it into a schedule at some point.
He lives on the hill.
Working into your schedule. Yeah, he's got a son he loves now. He doesn't need me anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
All right, I'm going to come up and see him, though. Hey, Dad, we're going to play birthday trivia today. You in?
I'm in.
Okay, here we go. Big Baby, you going to play?
Yes.
Let's play for pride because we got a lot going on here. Brad, we'll just give you some crap since you were in first. But, hey, keep that tune going. I like it. It's named, in the title, of course, has Frank's age in it, When I'm 64.
Yeah, it does. That's pretty awesome, huh? You had the Beatles sing that.
When you saw the Beatles in person, Dad, and they sang this song, did you think about when you would be 64? Did it ever occur to you that 2012 would be the year?
No, I didn't think about it that far ahead, actually.
Well, should have. All right,
did
here we go.
Did you think about that you'd have a son that his nickname would be Knuckles and he'd be living in Little Rock?
Knuckles right. Sounds like a mafia guy.
I know, I like it.
Yeah, that's why he likes it. Des Moines, come on.
I'm the Little Rock Mafia. I'm a Little Rock Radio Mafia here.
I guess.
That's it. What's yours?
Me?
Yeah.
Cadillac.
You're Toucan Sam because you got two cans that you sit on.
I get
every
a
day.
Lot of nicknames.
Hey, Toucan Pat. Toucan Sam. That's
well,
you.
I can't tell you what they call me in college. Maybe off the air.
Dinky?
No! I can't tell you.
All right, here we go. This guy, Dad, you know how this game's played. I describe somebody, you guess, and then once we establish
exactly.
Who it is, we'll get to see all the... Okay, yeah, you listen online. I know you do. This NBA basketball player, former NBA basketball player, attended Jacksonville University, played for the Boston Celtics, the Raptors, and the Magic.
D. Brown, he won the dunk contest.
He did win the dunk contest, Pat. That's very good.
Blindfolded. Oh, no, that was Seth Sabalos.
He had the pump-up shoes, right?
Reebok pumps. I still have my pair of Reebok pumps.
You're the only person that does. It's the dumbest idea ever. Okay, so how old is D. Brown today, Pat?
It's a great marketing tool.
Yeah, well, actually was.
He is... Well, I mean, I completely forget. I don't know, 44.
He's 44, bingo, bingo.
Oh, that was luck, Frank.
This actor has been in a number of movies, including Iron Man... Still, Ocean's 11.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, very good, Big Baby.
Thank you.
If you had said Boogie Nights, I'd have gotten it.
Of course you would have, because you've seen that movie over and over again. In fact, you call yourself Roller Girl. Big Baby, how is
that funny, Big Baby? Relax.
How is Don Cheadle today, Big
Don
Baby?
Don Cheadle, it's a big birthday for him because he's turning 50 today.
Dad, how old's Don Cheadle today?
I'd say 40.
No.
I'm going to go right in the middle, except 44.
He's 48. Big Baby, another point.
Thank you.
48? Dad, look, if you get shut out, it's over.
It looks great.
I'm gonna emancipate myself from you.
You're
going to
divorce
a new father.
Your father?
Yeah.
Totally understand.
You won't get all that money in the will.
This blonde, I think my brother's getting all the money in the will.
And me, by the way. Sorry to break it to you. That's right, Frank?
This blonde
right,
actress.
You won the lottery, though.
Yeah. No, apparently he didn't. This blonde actress.
Reese Witherspoon.
Scary Movie.
Anna Faris.
Very good.
I'm a big Anna Faris fan.
Yeah.
Big Anna Faris fan.
She's married to a guy named Ben Indra.
What a
dork.
Sorry, buddy.
Now you tell me.
How old's Anna Faris today, Dad? Do you know who this is? Blonde actress. She was in The House Bunny. Did you ever see The House Bunny?
No.
It's funny with your Playboy collection when I was growing up. I'm shocked that you didn't see it. Anyway, just take a guess.
I'll guess 40.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Old wheelhouse, 36.
She's 36.
That's the old wheelhouse.
You're an animal. All right, this guy's an actor and comedian, appeared in such movies as Crown High. He's a bad comedian who has this shtick he does with a rubber latex glove on stage. And he hosts Howie
Mandel.
Howie Mandel's on the board. Look at Frankie. There's the man.
He is a bad comedian.
He's terrible. Terrible. Big Baby, how old's Howie Mandel today?
He's got to be 58.
No, Dad?
50.
No.
You know what, though? He's a rich bad comedian, and
yes,
he is double nickel.
He is 57. Another point for Big Baby.
Woo! Racking up, baby.
And last but not least, one of the great play-by-play announcers in the history of Major League Baseball.
Mike Mayo, Vin Scully.
Still doing the job today, Vin Scully, Pat. Very good. Do you people know what you voted for? How old's Vin Scully today, Pat Bradley?
Yeah, he went all berserk on everybody. Vin Scully is 74.
No, Dad?
I'll say he's 70.
No.
73.
He's 85. 85,
oh,
guys.
Whoa.
Pat rolls to a victory. You guys could have let Frank on his birthday win birthday trivia, but
I don't think Frank would have appreciated, would have respected me in the morning.
I'll give Frank's my points.
Okay. Well, Pat still wins. So, Dad, all right, that's enough for that Beatles song. It's going to be haunting me in my dreams. What are you going to do for your 64th? What does someone do on their 64th birthday, I must wonder?
Not too much. It's going to be pretty low-key, actually.
Just normal day, go to bed at 7:30, that kind of stuff?
No, I don't go to bed quite that early.
Okay.
Your brother's got another big game tomorrow. We'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, so you think this training that Pat gave him this summer is going to pay off with a couple of extra wins for old Lincoln High?
He didn't do very well this last Tuesday, but hopefully we'll see something.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
At a home game on Friday.
Because his dang brother won't stop bothering him on Twitter and let him focus on the game.
If Blake was half as good at basketball as he is on Twitter, he'd be probably an All-American. He'd be going to the McDonald's game.
Frank, what do you say? Me and you meet up in Vegas later on this spring.
We might try that.
All right.
Oh, might we? You can't come to Arkansas to see me? You're going to go to Vegas with Pat now, are you?
Well, I figured you were going to go, too.
Oh, okay.
No, I hadn't got that far, Frank. That'll be good. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Hey, Dad, you hear anything on the Arkansas coaching search up there?
No. I just hope they leave our Coach Rosewell, and that's all.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take him. It's okay. I think you're safe. All right, hey, listen, if the bowl game's down this way, you need to come down. We'll go to the bowl game. Meet up out down there. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
All right, see, look at that. Now I'm going to a bowl game with Frank before you go to Vegas with him, mister.
Wait, an Iowa State bowl game?
Yeah, that's right.
What are they right now?
6-6.
6-6, so what would they be going to? The Corn Bowl?
Some crappy bowl, but it's better than no bowl at all.
Corn Syrup Bowl?
Yep, I guarantee there are a lot of fans I know would like to be going to that game or going to a game if it matters. Maybe not that game, but... All right, well, listen, Dad, enjoy your 64th birthday. I hope somebody gets you something nice. I got a really great card that I picked out personally for you.
He's going to hand deliver it. Actually, he made it for you, the card and the gift.
Actually, the postman will be delivering it.
Well, hey, Frank, don't do anything.
Thanks for having me on the show, and I love you guys.
Love you, buddy. Too. Hey, don't do anything I wouldn't do on my 64th.
Dad, which son do you love more, me, Blake, or Pat?
Yeah, but Pat's illegitimate, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but still, you can still claim me.
That's the best kind. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Just don't write me out of my will. Out of the will. My will.
Out of my will.
I will come get you and track you down, Frank Akery.
Tomorrow in the zone, I will not be here, but
no.
We are going to join you once we land over in Statesboro, Georgia. I think we're actually landing in Savannah, which I've never been to either. So I'm going to get to see parts of Georgia I've never been to before.
That's right on the coast.
So, towards the coast, yeah.
Yeah, you can maybe hop down and see one of those fantastical islands down there. A lot of history
fantastical
down there.
Fantastical.
Oh, you,
Sea Island? Go to Sea Island, Georgia, play a little golf?
You could do that if
I
you want.
I actually don't have time. We're going to eat and drink and be merry, and we're going to get ready for a big win by the Bears. That game is going to be airing on our sister station, 106.7. That is a 12:30 or 12:40 pregame, 1 o'clock kick Central Time. We are going to call the show tomorrow when we land. I'm going to get Coach Conk on with you for a little bit to talk about the matchup.
Let me check with Big Baby. Big Baby, do we got time for these guys tomorrow?
We can hold the break?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Can you clear a couple minutes for us tomorrow, Big Baby?
I'll try my best, yes.
Yeah, he's running the show, you know that.
I do want to give a pat on the back to Winrick Smothers, who finished 11th in the voting for the Walter Payton Award, which is
crap. He should be number one.
Well, I agree. 31 touchdowns. Great season so far. Hopefully he'll throw another five or six this weekend, and the Bears can win and advance. Now, remember that kid that threw for like 700 yards earlier in the year?
Yeah,
from Old Dominion?
Yes.
Tyler Heineke? Heineke?
Yeah, because he was so happy you pronounced it Heineke.
Heineke, yeah.
Because we're going to buy him a couple of Heinekens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, if Central Arkansas wins this week against Georgia Southern, which will be no easy task by any stretch of the imagination, and Old Dominion wins this week at home,
yeah.
Guess where Central Arkansas is headed next week? To Old Dominion. Good answer.
I'm just going to take a guess.
He is actually one of the three finalists, along with a running back from Wofford and a running back from Stony Brook, for the Walter Payton Award. You notice there was no linebacker or any defensive player in the finalists, but he's probably going to win it, and Central Arkansas could be playing at Old Dominion next week if they win this week. It'd be very, very interesting, so we'll see.
It'll be good.
But we'll check in with you guys, and I do want to mention again, watch party at the draft on Saturday, also at the Ferris Center. They're doing a watch party there, and we are going to have a UCA, a Central Arkansas football report on Channel 7 on Sunday night, 10:35, right after the 10 o'clock news.
So we'll have all the results from the game.
That's exactly right.
We talked about all these awards, Walter Camp, Walter Payton, Walter this. How many awards do you think K-Dub Kevin Wilson?
What's the Wilson
everybody's
award?
Favorite ginger. How many awards have you won?
Does that go to top salesman here at Landers?
That goes to the top salespeople.
Yeah.
Did you used to win the Wilson award. 4th of July races? Did you guys have that growing up?
Always.
4th of July races?
No, what is that?
Rockets.
Seriously? No. So 4th of July, everybody used to go down the park and they used to hold sprinting races for all the kids?
No.
Nope.
No, really? I would have
wanted to do that here.
I was extremely fast.
What are you doing 4th of July?
Swim, barbecue.
Dip?
Yeah.
Dip?
I know him. Yeah, when he was growing up. Buddy, look at this guy. Kidding me?
Tobacco, you mean?
Yeah, he was hanging out down the lake.
Yeah, no shots.
He was noodling, dipping,
no shot,
he was doing it all.
You weren't hanging out with the. You weren't hanging out on the wrong side of the tracks, were you, Kevin Wilson?
No, sir.
How often you go? Still go in noodling, right? Catfish?
No.
You don't anymore?
Never have. He's got me confused with who.
We need to get you up to Conway, take it to the draft. Great food. Biggest pretzels in Arkansas. Biggest soft, awesome pretzel. Kind of crusting the outside, but doughy in the middle, kind of like Pat. Awesome place. 11A to 2A every single day, Monday through Sunday. That's 7 days a week.
Big.
Right across from the UCA soccer fields. Great place to watch the ball game this weekend. Also a great place just to kick it and hang out. They also have a karaoke contest they got coming up, too. So, anyway, get in there, get some food, and watch their huge projection televisions. On Saturday, of course, you can watch the SEC championship game in there as well as the UCA game. And I guess there's some other conference championship games this weekend that people might care about. Big Ten?
Nah.
Nebraska, Wisconsin?
No.
They do have live music on Friday nights, weather permitting as well. Sundays and Mondays, they have $10 buckets of stuff as well. So pop in and see them. After the games, the lights get down, the music goes up. It's a fun atmosphere at the Draft Ultimate Sports Grill in Conway, Arkansas. K-Dub, what do we? A couple of the pre-owned? Have you walked a lot today to check out our pre-owned selections?
We've got everything down there: Suburbans, trucks, GMC, Chevrolet, Dodges.
Anything from out of Jeeps. The country to treat our girl Hope to, like a whatever
Lexus or Mercedes,
Beamer, or something like that.
Yeah, Beamer.
Got all that?
We got it.
You can handle all that kind of inventory. In
every
here?
Bit of it.
What you do never you cease to amaze me.
Oh, what do you want, Pat?
Look at the brain on K-Dub.
We've got 300 pre-owned cars out there.
300?
300.
In a row?
In a row. Anything you want. Any color.
Now, what about this? There was a